with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Celebration and condemnation over the rescue of Israeli hostages this weekend.
Israeli officials say the four hostages rescued from terror group Hamas in Gaza are in good medical condition and were being reunited with their families after being taken to a medical center near Tel Aviv for evaluation. The Israeli military says the one woman and three men were rescued in a daytime raid Saturday. The Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, is not happy with the rescue of the four hostages. The pro-Hamas group condemned the Israeli raid Saturday that led to the rescue. The United Arab Emirates labeled CARE a terrorist organization in 2014, a decision that the Obama administration opposed. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Healthcare delivery experts say patients in the U.S. need more help these days dealing with a system that is growing increasingly complex.
They say growing insurance complications, doctor and drug shortages, and a lack of communication all make life harder for anyone dealing with a serious or chronic illness. Outside care, help with the rent or utility bills also may be harder for patients to find. More care providers and employers are offering help guiding people through care, a practice the federal Medicare program has started to cover, but that assistance has limits.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Seriously overdue credit card debt is at the highest level in more than a decade, and people 35 and under are struggling more than other age groups to pay their bills. The share of credit card debt that's more than 90 days delinquent rose 11% during the first quarter of this year. Will Lewis, the Washington Post's new CEO and publisher, facing questions now about whether he made recent efforts to conceal his involvement in the aftermath of a British phone hacking scandal 10 years ago. This is SRN News. Israel has found a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina, seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice. Breaking decades of policy precedent, Milei has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government than any other world leader. In Latin America, Bolivia and Colombia have severed ties with Israel, and at least five regional countries, most recently Brazil, have pulled ambassadors from Tel Aviv. Akron, Ohio has dedicated a statue to Sojourner Truth, the former slave, abolitionist, and itinerant preacher who gave a famous speech in 1851 at the Women's Rights Convention. In that address, delivered inside the city's old stone church, Truth drew upon the hardships she faced while she was enslaved and asked the audience why her humanity and that of other slaves was not recognized by the government. This is SRN News. Shark attacks in Florida.
Here in Walton County, double red flags flying on the stunning white sand beaches after three people attacked in two separate shark attacks 4 miles apart. One woman, 45 years old, losing her arm. Two teenage girls, ages 15 and 17, in waist-deep water attacked. Beachgoers not happy. Needless to say, pools here are packed. $500 fines being issued by the sheriff's department for anyone going in the ocean. Laura Winters, Sandestin, Florida.
Since the pandemic, demand for food delivered fast has skyrocketed, but not everybody's happy. Big cities in the U.S. are getting fed up with food delivery drivers on scooters and such working for DoorDash and Grubhub. There have been complaints about deliverers running red lights and driving on sidewalks, posing a danger to pedestrians. Boston has sent a letter to several food delivery companies warning of a crackdown coming soon. This is SRN News.